And you too. Don't do that.
I'm sorry. I just keep...
Don't.
Anyways.
Oh, I thought you were dabbing.
What? No. Yeah, too loud.
Sorry.
No, you're back. There you go. Not normally there. There you go.
It's just so... What am I supposed to do with my hands? The gag doesn't work.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't work at all. Welcome, everyone. My name is Brian.
I'm Daryl.
I'm Darian.
And that was another episode of the Embanging Podcast. Wait a minute.
Thanks for watching or listening. What?
It is another week, fortnight of sorts. It was just a long weekend, and I disconnected from the real world for a while, so we didn't get a chance to do it. It is Tuesday night.
Tuesday night.
In August 2016.
It is August.
It is. This is true.
That's
so
sad.
So this is how it's going to be. We're just going to have to do it downstairs. It's inside my basement. We had some delicious Mexi fries. Yeah.
Well, Filipino.
Filipino fries?
No, Filipino made the Mexi fries.
Oh, I see. That makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense. That's your ASMR for the week?
No, stop it.
Oh, all right. So, a lot has happened in the last 2 weeks. Daryl has survived his Paris syndrome. Did you get London syndrome when you arrived in London?
No, because I took all our valuable stuff, like our passports and our electronics, and I kept it in the safe at our hotel.
So you
there
didn't
was a
even...
safe in your hotel?
There was a safe in our hotel.
Oh,
wow.
Was it safe?
It was pretty secure.
How did you know?
I locked it.
But England is like the birthplace of pickpockets. Whenever you say there's a pickpocket, all I think of is a grimy little kid with that weird hat that Samuel L. Jackson wears backwards all the time, and the kid has suspenders and
is it in
pants.
That movie where he talks with a lisp?
Yeah, something like that. Is that
I don't
Black
see
Snake Moan?
What? No.
Kingsman?
Kingsman.
Oh, Kingsman. Yes,
King,
that's true.
Kingsman.
He does have a lisp.
It's true.
I've watched it, and I believe it's actually really good.
Do you believe it, or is it really good?
It's both. Yes. So what did you guys do in London? London, good old London town?
Bloody old England.
Ruddy old England.
We went on, I did the, we went to.
Yeah? What the hell? That's your ASMR for no. Confused.
We went to the London Eye. That's that giant
eye.
I was going to call it a cartwheel because I don't know anything.
Oh, is that what that
is? No, is
that
the Ferris wheel?
The giant Ferris wheel where you stand?
Is that the centerless?
Yeah,
you have a platform.
Ferris wheel?
Centerless? No, it's more of like it stands on one, like it's up on one little like anchor point and then there's like, and it spins.
Compartments and stuff like that, yeah.
You'll look it up. I didn't read anything about that thing, but it was pretty cool.
You were there. Why did you not read up on that
thing? Ellie fed me some information, but
you can just Google it later, right?
Yeah.
Not like when you're there experiencing it, not learning.
I'd rather experience it than learn about it.
You'd rather go and Google it than experience it.
Yeah, I don't want to. Well, also, I had to, watch out for my data.
Oh, yeah, you had 200 megabytes you were allowed to use?
Something like that. My boss was like, yeah, don't worry, even though I got a text saying, welcome to roaming. It's $8 per megabyte.
Oh,
yeah. Wow.
So I was just like, I'm going to go airplane mode.
And delete.
We did that. We went and saw the Madame Tussauds Wax Museum.
Is that the real Madame Tussauds?
I don't know which one the original is. I'm assuming the real one is in France.
But you were there.
I was there. Never went there.
So you went to Madame Tussauds in London.
Yeah, we also went to King's Cross.
Oh,
we didn't go inside it because you had to pay an actual like train ticket
to get inside.
Did you
see any of the Weasleys?
I did not see Weasleys, but I did see the
any
cart
of the Malfoys
that is inside the wall at platform 9 3/4.
Is it halfway in? Is it inside though?
A trolley?
The trolley.
Yeah, but so it's as if you're actually going in.
Yeah, and there
take
was
pictures where you're holding on to it.
No, well, there was the you had to wait in a line. Man, something I learned about London, they really, really love their queues. Not lines.
They're line?
They're cues.
Your cues?
The quoes.
Your Q-U-E-S.
The quoes.
Yes, that's right. I pronounce it quees.
The quoes.
The quees.
Yeah.
That's not that's queries.
Unless no, that's
a, unless you're a guy who can't pronounce R's and it's queues.
Or you're not quite gay. You're kind of queer.
Very, very quiet. You mean, I have a query for you.
You mean the guy from, what's his name? From Big Bang Theory?
Yeah, what's his name?
Sheldon?
No.
No, no.
It's like Wallowitz or something?
No, it's not Wallowitz. Wallowitz is one of the main characters.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know, but he always talks like that. And,
yeah.
And I thought
very,
that's
very
how that
funny
person.
Sheldon.
That's how that, I thought that that is how that person spoke.
No.
And then I saw him in another movie. I was just like, oh, no. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. What else did you see in good old jolly old England?
We took a lot of the tube.
Oh, you took the tube.
We took the tube.
Did you? Where is that? Where James Bond was running around?
In the tube?
Yeah.
I don't know where specifically, but I'm assuming yes.
They were also in the tube in Fast and the Furious
Six. Which I just watched.
Yeah, the Fast and the Furious 6 is the one that Darian and I were confused. I guess it was more so me.
Told you the tunnel scene was four.
Tunnel scene was four, yes.
Between
tunnel
like
scene,
the Mexican border.
The Mexican tunnel scene was four.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I could have sworn that the Mexican tunnel scene was where they were like trying to revive Letty or some nonsense.
No,
but
she
then
was already
she was dead.
She died in four.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
Yeah. If you haven't seen that, you suck. So
so we went through the tube.
Uh-huh.
And then we got off at Westminster Abbey's station, or Westminster Station.
Westminster?
Yeah, and that's where Buckingham Palace.
Ooh.
And Westminster Abbey. And Big Ben.
Ah, Big Ben.
Big Ben. Not Big Ben Schwartz.
Big. Did you say that again?
Big Ben Schwartz?
Okay, I think I may have cut you out there.
Oh.
For a second.
You mean Big Ben Schwartz?
Yeah, something like that. It actually probably sounds like that.
I think I met up with my friend Tram. You remember her?
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah. Yeah,
is she still like the size of
she's
Rolo?
Still tiny, yes.
The size of Rolo?
Yeah, I guess she was the
size
of Rolo.
She's the
yeah.
same height as Rolo.
Yeah?
She didn't gain any height, no.
No, she didn't gain any height.
It's been a while, it's been 10 years. Tram, what have you been doing? You need to work on that. Rolo hasn't gained any height either, so.
I mean, you can buy shoes, platform shoes.
So she was in England. She's in England now?
She lives in England.
England. Oh, yeah. What
does she
do there?
Accent?
Does she have an accent?
Oh, yeah. Did she get an accent?
I mean, she's only been living there. I think she said she's been there for 2 years now.
She should
coming
have
on three.
A slight of.
I didn't notice it.
No?
I didn't notice it. No.
Huh. I bet you. I met a few English people who live in Calgary, and back when we were playing in Where Echoes Revive, I met a friend's friend who has a daughter, and she speaks to her daughter with a Canadian accent.
But then she
right?
speaks to other people with
Yes, she speaks to other people with an English accent. And I said, do you find that confusing? And she's like, no, it just happens. Because my daughter doesn't understand me when I speak in my English accent.
What is she speaking like Cockney?
No. No, she just thinks that when she'd rather have her daughter speak in a Canadian accent and people wouldn't, you know.
So is that why mom and dad spoke to you with an English?
In a Dutch accent. Actually, people actually think mom has a Dutch accent when she speaks English.
Huh.
Dutch is that more Norway?
That's Netherlands.
Netherlands.
That's more Norway, right?
No.
What?
No, they don't
it's
talk
more,
like this.
It's
no.
more German.
No?
No, it's more German.
Oh.
Wow. What? Oh, you crossed the racial boundaries there, my friend.
Sorry, did you say crossed?
You crossed the racial boundaries there, my
friend. That's how it's spelled.
That's how it's spelled. So.
So.
Boo you.
Blessed and blessed.
Yeah. Blessed. Blessed are those who trespass against us. Wait a minute.
And blessed.
Cursed?
Cursed.
Yeah.
Banished.
Speaking of.
No, actually, banished. That's my favorite one is banished. Banished. You are banished.
Speaking of cursed. Cursed child?
Kirsten Dunst?
Cursed child. What?
What?
Well, how does that have that? She's been like nowhere in media. Why would
yeah.
you.
She has.
Cursed Child, Harry Potter.
Is a book that is a script.
Yes, it's a screenplay.
I don't know if I can read that.
It's a script play. I don't know. Screenplay. You go.
I saw it. I saw the
book. You read Harry Potter enters scene left.
Stage
and
left.
And he's like, whatever.
Scene left.
Stage left. And then he says something, something, something disgruntledly.
Oh, you can imagine it.
Yeah, totally.
Exit because Harry.
I have imagined it.
Imagined
it. Is that right?
That's stupid, Ed.
Is it
stupid?
What?
Ed?
That's not stupid. Stupided.
Stupided.
Yeah, no.
But there was a.
Apparently,
it's
good.
There was a kink.
She helped write it, though, right?
Yeah, like she that? Wrote it. But it was still a screenplay.
I don't think she wrote it.
She wrote it.
No, someone. She helped, two other people
two
wrote
other
it.
And she said, meh, sure.
Yeah. And I think she just came up with, like, the overall story.
No, but apparently, I think they said, or I've read that Daniel Radcliffe hasn't read the script yet, so that when he's actually the age of Harry Potter, he can actually reprise that role. Or reprise. We just had this comment. Oh. Is it reprise or reprise?
That's a different... Isn't that different?
It is. Jack Thorne.
No. It's, you have a song, and then in musicals, it's a reprise of that song, yeah. But slower or whatever,
yeah.
To finish off the song. Where Harry Potter ended... Now
he can
reprise that role.
And that's different, though.
But he's going to reprise that role.
Isn't that different?
Right? All you English people out there, I don't mean the people from England. Everyone who speaks English, let me know. You can tweet us at Imbangium.
Anyway, Kensington became Diagon Alley.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Diagonally?
Yeah, and it what I've heard is that it was really bad. I meant to go, but
it was
that's
bad?
A good thing.
Like, Death Eaters,
like, there were 35,000 people that went there, and
really?
The stores could barely, like...
What, here in Calgary? Are you talking about here in Calgary, or are you talking about...
No, here in Calgary, Kensington.
Oh, yeah, no, I heard about
when
that.
When you said Kensington, I'm thinking England.
Yeah, I'm still thinking England.
Still, yeah, we're still in England here.
Get your English out of your butter.
Yeah, get yourself back to England. Get forward.
Get.
If people don't know, this past weekend, it was Live the City, and in Kensington, in Calgary, YYC... There was a Harry Potter majig, which we will talk about later. But what else happened in England? Did you meet any chimney sweeps?
I did not meet any chimney sweeps or
any Mary Poppinses.
Mary Poppinses. Wait, why don't you use the chimney sweep's real name?
You mean Dick Van Dyke?
Yeah,
Dick Van Dykes. Have you met any Dick Van Dykes?
I did not meet any Dick Van Dykes. Is that the same guy that did
every single
Naked Gun?
No, what? No. It's Leslie Nielsen.
Yeah.
What the heck? Yeah, yeah. Those shows where your mind is, right?
Where's Dick Van Dyke from?
Dick Van Dyke is from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Yeah,
Chitty
I know.
Bang, bang.
But like the old Dick Van Dyke.
The
he's like
Dick
he,
Van Dyke is
doesn't
from...
he look exactly like Leslie Nielsen?
No, he does.
What? No, he no, totally does.
Dick Van Dyke is in I think his latest movies or
Dick Van
that
Dyke
I can remember
passed
is,
away.
What?
What?
Leslie Nielsen passed away.
Leslie Nielsen passed away. Dick Van
oh
Dyke
my God,
is still
like
alive. Dick Van Dyke's last movie that I remember him in is The Night at the Museum. He was one of the old...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know who Dick Van Dyke is.
You wouldn't know who he is.
Oh, he's totally still alive.
Yeah, you killed Dick Van Dyke.
Oh, man.
Dear Mr. Van Dyke, I have been a fan all my life. My brother just killed you off, so...
It's true.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
He's Dick 90, so... In theory, he could go anytime.
In theory, we rest in peace.
In theory,
in Bangham theory,
we ate some Indian food that wasn't really that great.
Wasn't that great? Really?
Well, I mean, there was a really good place that we could have gone to,
but
we really didn't
want
to. There was a line. Apparently,
a line.
The line is an hour long.
What? Then
I'm
you
not
going to
wait. No.
No, you flew 19 hours across the Atlantic Ocean.
Not
in
for Indian food. I didn't.
But.
No.
That's the closest you'll ever come to India.
I don't care. I don't care
actually,
if that's
you can
true.
Get some great Indian food here for like $10.95, and it would probably beat that place.
Well, also, Surrey's probably closer to India than
this is true.
No, but when we came back,
we
had food in Hot Million. I don't know. That was a really good place.
Did you have any Japanese food in...
Yeah, it was disappointing.
Was
it? And expensive.
I think
it was expensive for the pound.
I think he has London syndrome. London
where everyone thinks it's expensive. Well, guess what? It is. You know those shirts? Those are $50 shirts.
What?
What? You didn't have to tell me the price. Now I have to wear it. No, never mind. I'm not going to wear it. I'm just going to frame it.
Yeah, frame it.
$50 art piece made in England.
It's true.
$50. Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
We also
I haven't
went
played
to,
any music on those picks that you got me from.
Yeah. Well, no, it was a 20 pound British sterling, Great British pound.
Pound sterling?
What does that even mean? I don't know. The Brits are weird.
Dear British people, tweet us at Mbang.
Yeah, we're uploading this at 4 in the morning for you.
Yeah, something like that. Well, you know, that's was there anything else that how was riding in their famous London taxis? How was that?
I did not ride in a taxi.
What? Why not?
I just didn't want to.
But
cuz we paid we paid for an Oyster card. So they have these things called Oyster cards where you can load it up and like top it up, but like every day you have a daily limit.
It's like a car to go?
No. It's a daily limit of like £6 80 pence. And when you reach that limit, the rest of your usage on that card is free.
So you can
use the tube and the buses.
Oh, did you ride a double decker bus?
Did you?
Yes.
Did you ride on the top of the double decker bus?
Yeah, but it wasn't the open one because it was also like 35 degrees Celsius over there and sunny.
So it didn't rain at all?
No rain. Clear skies.
Wow.
Yeah. And then we learned nobody like actually works in London because at like 1:30 p.m. or even like 4 p.m., there are people just standing outside pubs with beers in their hands. They're just like standing and socializing.
Yeah, they're closing business deals.
I guess, but like it seemed like everybody was doing that. Unless it's just everybody there was a tourist. I don't know.
Everyone's probably a tourist.
That's probably the case.
Actually, there's people. There's a part of London you see as a tourist, and there's a part of London that you see as a person from London.
Like we don't actually see that here in Calgary, and I'm actually glad.
Do you know how many people go to Costco in the middle of the day? And you go, aren't you supposed to be at work?
Yeah, I remember going on Tuesday at like 11 a.m. and it was full. And I was like, what the hell?
It's full.
But these are people that work second shift and third shift, right?
Yeah, so maybe they're getting a beer before they work their second shift.
I guess, but I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
We went to Abbey Road.
Abbey Road Studios, where the famous Beatles recorded
the Beatles.
Their famous
Abbey Road. It's called Abbey Road.
Yeah. And took a picture there. Did you take pictures while you walked across?
We did
the
take
street?
Pictures, but it's an active street, so there are cars passing by.
Oh, there are a lot of people taking pictures.
And there are a lot of people taking pictures.
Yeah.
Like at most there were at least 50 people.
Is it a stop sign?
No, it's not a stop sign. So the stop signs don't exist. It's just like yield if you feel like it, if you're a motorist.
I had a question about stop signs for you. On your trip when you were in France, what was written on the signs there when you had to stop?
You know, I never noticed.
You didn't notice? Because it actually says stop.
Yeah, I think it says stop.
It didn't say arrête?
It didn't say arrête.
No. Quebec is the only place in the entire world, the entire French-speaking world.
Canadian airports, too.
And Canadian airports. Where they say arrête, then stop.
What are you rating?
Huh? I said arrête.
Yeah.
What's all right?
I'm not irate. Arrête. Is that the Scottish way?
To say stop? No. I did not go to Scotland.
So that's your English adventure.
My English adventure. We also had
see any Mr. Beans or
I did not see any Mr. Beans.
Did you see any famous people when you were there?
No.
The Queen. Did you say hello? Did you have high tea?
Yeah, I high-fived
her. Were you invited? No? How about...
I mean, as someone from the Commonwealth, that's what we are, right? We're Commonwealth Canada?
We're no longer Commonwealth, by the way.
When did that end?
That ended when we became Canada.
When we gained independence.
When we gained independence.
But we still participate in the Commonwealth.
It's like... you should watch the John Oliver thing, but it's basically... We're no longer part of the Commonwealth. But yes and no, we are not.
We're not. You turned into too high, the Commonwealth.
The Commonwealth used to be everything that we made, everything that we did here. We were underneath the Queen's rule and their parliament.
Okay, yeah,
in Britain, but we have our own parliament that governs our laws.
But there's still a person that's like the dude Governor for the General. Queen. Oh yeah, that's
yes. But, they, but
the my queen, title is the dude for the queen,
the governor general, and even the queen themselves. They're just ornamental.
Ornamental. Yeah. I mean, they haven't Brexited yet, so
they have about a year and a half left.
Yeah.
No, a year.
No, 2 years.
2 years. Two years before they Brexit.
I mean, you know what? Good on them. Whatever.
Yeah. I wish
Quebecers would do the same, and then. We have to put up with their nonsense.
What would that be called? We can't say that.
A referendum.
It'd be called Quexit.
Quexit. Quexit. All the quacks over
but,
there.
But you know what? Even Alberta wants to separate because when Alberta started.
But that doesn't make sense.
It does make sense because.
No, it doesn't.
Daryl, like, did you know that what Alberta does when we put the oil up from the ground, pump the oil from the ground?
Sorry, you put the oil up from the ground?
Yeah. Where they separate the oil from the oil sands and stuff like that, all that surplus of money, it goes to equalization to all the other provinces.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm saying Quebec should just GTFO.
No, the problem is not that just Quebec is the only one who gets the most, but everyone gets it. Newfoundland.
I don't care if everyone gets
Nova Scotia. Yes, you do.
No, because Quebec takes the biggest chunk.
They do.
And then they don't realize like the whole like pipeline thing through Quebec's like top part. So they were just like, no!
Yeah, that's how they sound.
Yeah.
See, the problem is
it's Quebec a resounding
is,
no.
Quebec is only one, right? Right? Alberta and Saskatchewan and Manitoba wanted to separate from Canada 80s, 90s because of the oil.
They did? The prairies
they
did. Wanted
they
to?
They wanted to. Yeah, they were
progress. Prexit.
Alberta would be axit. Now, Brexit? Al-Brexit?
How Brexit?
Exerta. How about Saskatchewan? Sesquexit. No.
Sasexuan.
There's different parts of the country that wanted their own independence from Canada.
Screw
because
it. Let's just each province just become a country.
Technically, Canada is that way.
It should be like the European Union.
But it is the
Canadian Union. The CU.
Yeah.
The CU.
Yeah.
It's like it rhymes with EU. It's just the CU.
What country is the that has a .cu? we're just going off topic now. Anyways, let's roll back. So, what else did you experience in the pre-Brexit?
Okay, let's see. We stayed in a hotel because I was.
Did you see any bobbies? And then, did you see anybody shit on a turtle? What? And she shat on a turtle.
Dan, I don't think you've watched any Austin Powers?
You need to watch some Austin Powers,
watch
my friend.
Goldmember.
Did you?
Then
that,
you
that's, the one.
That's the one.
That's the one.
Yeah, or Michael Caine.
I haven't watched it enough.
Michael Caine is all like.
All you had to do is watch it once. And that's like.
It's like, well, we should speak proper
remember.
English.
I feel like I've only watched it like when it was like on TV.
Oh, yeah. So it was broken up into 17 parts.
Exactly.
That's it. That's it.
We saw the outside of the Cursed Child Theater.
Oh, did you listen? Did you hear anybody speaking in the different accents of England? Did you hear like the proper English and Cockney English? And
I mean, I don't think I would have heard Cockney. I'm too in London to hear Cockney.
I'm sure that there's people from Cockney in London.
Hello, Governor.
Yeah. Is that what it is? Wow. Dear England, at Imbangium, you can tweet Daryl.
No, it's not my fault.
At Daryl.
I was there for 5 days. The stamp in my passport says I can do it, right?
Did you see the London Bridge?
We did, and it's boring as all hell.
Did it fall
down? Did
you
not see it? Wait, you haven't seen it?
He did, I saw it.
Yeah.
Okay. I saw it.
Tower Bridge.
Our listeners out there.
Or you saw it.
I saw it.
Oh, there we go.
I saw it.
Yeah. Bruv.
Hey, bruv.
Hey, bruv.
Okay.
We saw it.
We
saw Tower Bridge. That's the cool-looking bridge.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
And then
Buckingham Palace, you did that too, right?
Yeah. We didn't see the changing of the guards because that was at 11:30 and we got there at noon.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so we didn't get to see the funny hats.
Dang.
We didn't see any beef eaters either as dad.
Beef eaters? Point.
Yeah, beef eaters. They're like the traditional guards of England. Oh, England? London.
London?
Yeah. Oh, they look even funnier.
Oh, weird.
Especially with the name Beef Eater.
I've never heard of that. That's a less well known. Yeah,
that guy.
Oh, yes. That guy's ridiculous. He's like the guy, the sergeant at arms at our parliament.
It's true.
So, I think that's.
I don't think I've ever seen him.
He's the one who shot that terrorist.
The crazy guy.
Yeah. Yeah, he owned. He
was that like guy labeled big, terrorist, or was it?
He was a. It was actual. Domestic. It was a domestic terrorist. Terrorism is terrorism is terrorism, whether it is from another country or within. He's trying to say that we're unsafe, but yet he got pooned.
Pooned? That's not the right term.
He got shot dead.
There is that better?
Okay, and pooned, by the way.
National Lampooned.
Anyways, yeah, that's. I think that's about it. For your extravagant... Yeah.
Did I explain my fun Airbnb in Paris?
I think you did. Did you not? It's not like mold?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But it was also on the fifth floor. And I had to carry our giant
things. Why didn't you say that last podcast?
I don't know.
Is this the reprise?
This is the reprise
of my Paris
syndrome.
Your Paris syndrome episode?
Well, I mean, it was also like 2 a.m. when I spoke to you guys.
This is true.
Yeah.
That's fine.
And we had walked 19,000 steps.
Oh, congratulations.
Wow, that was crazy.
That's like 20 kilometers.
Yeah, it was close to that.
Yeah, no. For sure. I know for sure. That's.
Like, is it 1,000 steps is a kilometer?
Yeah, pretty much.
Do I take 3 feet steps?
It's like a meter.
I don't think that's a long stride.
Yeah. No.
A meter is a long stride.
Our height. We're like, what are we? Like 6'9"?
Tall. We beat the world record for tallest Filipinos.
Yes. 6'10", right? So.
In England, it's 78 inches.
Apparently, I'm 161 centimeters. Inches?
They're messed up, man.
Yeah, they do.
Like, you think
I'm 176 centimeters. So you're.
I'm 181.
Yeah, I'm 178. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No, you think the states are messed up because they use. At least they're consistent with using imperial. Like in England, they use stone. They use stone.
And they use
14 pounds. They use miles.
They use miles, and they still use kilometers.
Yes.
How do you do that? Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, they measure how fast they're going in miles per hour, but the distance in kilometers. I don't know.
But yeah, no. Was there anything else to your reprise?
My reprise? So we were in an old building because everything in Paris is old.
Yeah.
I had to carry our giant luggage up 5 flights of stairs.
Did you notice anybody while you were climbing up those 5 sets of stairs with suspenders and tights and a beret?
And they had a black and white. And they were
black and white stripes.
And it looked like they were carrying. And it looked like they were carrying.
I do
two,
this every day.
They looked like they were carrying 2 heavy bags, but it was just like air, just like
air. Yeah, just like the mime.
Just like the. Mimes.
The Mr. Mimes.
It's called a mime.
A mime?
They're called the mime.
Wow. So,
because there was no elevator, so I had to carry 5 flights. The view was kind of worth it, but the location, we were basically, just think Rundle.
Yeah.
The border, we were basically on the border of Rundle and like, Marlboro, I guess, would be the.
Okay.
So it's just like
you can.
It wasn't as shady, and then shady as F.
Like so, all the ethnic.
No, it
France.
Was just scary.
France is scary.
France is scary.
No, it isn't.
So
that's Daryl's Paris syndrome talking.
When we flew back and landed, and I went to work on Tuesday morning.
Did you check your wallet?
Shut up. When we landed on Tuesday morning, not landed. When I went to work on Tuesday morning, there was news about that priest that got his throat slit.
Oh yeah.
So it was just like, I don't know, man.
It's not just Paris.
It's scary. I understand.
It's all about the terrorism, right? So, either way, we're not about the terrorism. We're about
the
alcoholism. It's not about the terrorism, but the alcoholism.
I was just copying Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, no. So, this is how we have no idea where that.
Wait,
that
is it Jamie Oliver? No, it's John Oliver.
John Oliver? What the hell?
I don't know. Jamie Oliver is the cook.
Jamie Oliver is the guy from. They're both from England.
They're both from England. Are they related?
They're probably cousins.
Oh.
No, they're not. There's a lot of British people with the last name Oliver, especially Oliver Twist.
It's not the last name.
Oh, is Twist his last name?
I guess. Just like Mr. Jesus Twist. H. Christ.
What was the H stand for?
Harambe.
Harambe.
That's the gorilla.
It's a gorilla.
Rest in peace. Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Rest in peace.
I can't believe that thing is still around.
The Harambe thing is new to me.
Yeah.
I've never heard of the Harambe one.
Well, I remember him past, I remember the story.
Rest in peace.
I remember the story.
I understand now.
How do you get it now?
I don't get it.
Huh? Because the gorilla who got...
Yeah.
Who got shot by... Was dragging that toddler, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So...
But, why is it funny now?
I don't know.
It just
came out.
You know what's really funny?
I never knew the name till 2 days ago.
The Arthur meme with the...
The clenched fist. What? Arthur...
There's a meme. It's just a picture of Arthur's fist, before he punches DW.
And the meme is...
Oh, yeah.
The meme is, they write text about... What
stuff
makes them...
that's really the stuff that gets them really angry.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That is from Arthur the Aardvark.
Yes.
Yes, the PBS show. That was a book.
Was it a book first?
It was a book first.
Oh, you know what I didn't see? Paddington.
You didn't see Paddington Bear?
No.
Michelle Pfeiffer?
No, I meant I was in England, right? I didn't see Paddington.
Did you see any galoshes?
I did not see any galoshes because it was hot. I did not see Curious George. I thought he was Australian.
No, Curious George is from New York.
Was he?
Yeah, I think so. I could be wrong. Anybody who's from New York, please tweet us at
Paddington. Paddington is their Curious George.
Huh? Yeah.
Paddington is their Curious... I don't know. Paddington made more sense.
Rupert Bear is Canada's.
Yeah, even though he had a British accent.
Yes, even though...
And there was the Scotland Yard with a dog.
I think Rupert is actually
British. I think it's from the BBC, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. You should fact check that. I think that's a good segue into our next...
Rupert Grint.
Rupert Grint.
Wrong. Did you see Rupert Grint?
I did not see Rupert Grint.
Did you see...
I didn't see any make-alikes, look-alikes either.
You didn't see anybody... Did you see Dumbledore?
No, I
did you know
see...
that Snape killed Dumbledore?
I did.
And unfortunately, Snape is dead. Both in the books and in real life. Rest in peace, Alan Rickman.
It started as a comic, Rupert the Bear.
In England?
In England.
But Canada knows him more than England. Right?
Maybe.
Maybe. He is a polar bear, so that's where Canadians are from.
Polar?
From Poland.
Poland.
Oh, man. So, have you guys been keeping up with those 30-in-1 and 90-in-1 games and stuff like that that they're putting out for Nintendo and Sega?
Oh.
I haven't been. I don't really. I own too many games on Steam right now to care.
Yeah, this is true. However, my children can have the same childhood as me. As I. But just like my childhood, there will not be an SNES.
I mean, you can buy SNES games on the 3DS.
No, no, this is not, that's not the point. The point is, Emma will have an old school Nintendo looking thing underneath it with an old school Nintendo controller. Like, she'll basically grow up technically playing video games, the same video games I did when I grew up. It's going to be
awesome. Yeah, but she could be playing Doom.
What the hell? No.
And or Call of Duty.
Sega is doing 1-2 for like $30 or something like that. Or $35.
What's the new Call of Duty American game?
Black Ops 3?
No, Infinite Warfare?
No. The new one. A super that like goes back cool, to old.
Black, old.
You're thinking of Battlefield.
No. Duty. Battlefield is getting their Battlefield 1.
Yeah.
But then Call of Duty is making the same thing, where it's like Call of Duty 1942 or something.
I don't know. When are they going to do Call of Duty 1849?
What's so specific about 1849?
I mean 1812.
Is that the Civil War period?
The War of 1812?
When did that happen? In
1916? In 1812. when Canada burnt down the White House.
Was that the Seven-Year War?
How long was the Seven-Year War?
When was the Battle of 1812? What year was the Battle of 1812? Yeah, I can't wait till that thing comes out. So I've been hinting Rollo to get it for me for Christmas when it comes out. Because the Sega has one, and it has, like, I think it has 80 games or something like that. I could be wrong. Hold on a sec. Let me double-check here on my trusty old computer. Let's see.
What is the most memorable Nintendo game for you, Darian?
Nintendo NES Nintendo?
Yes, NES. It's Chrono Trigger, right?
I've never played it.
Chrono Trigger?
I've never played the NES.
Chrono Trigger.
Chrono Trigger?
Isn't that NES?
Is it?
Or is that SNES?
There you go. Yeah, no, that's SNES, isn't it?
I haven't played the NES.
Or no, isn't Chrono Trigger from PlayStation
1? No, it is SNES. My PS1.
Earliest PS1. Memory is N64.
And what game did you play?
Super Mario World. I remember you guys playing Gold.
Super Mario 64,
yeah.
I was going to say. Okay, what's the most memorable thing that you remember N64 Super Mario?
Chasing bunnies.
Chasing bunnies. That is, we did spend a lot of time chasing bunnies.
Also the paintings.
Oh, like jumping through them?
Yeah.
Is there a painting that pops?
Like one is like really, like it looks small or like... It's really close, but it looks like it's the same distance away.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
I remember GoldenEye from N64.
You know, I remember sticking those proximity mines just on top of each other. And then it would just go taller and taller.
So stupid. man. So, yeah, the Nintendo throwback one is 30 games. The Sega throwback one, the Mega Drive, Sega Mega Drive, is 80 games. Vector Man... Sonic 1, 2, 3, Knuckles. Sonic
What's the
3D,
comic
books?
What's the comic?
Comics.
What?
Comic Zone.
Comic Zone. Yeah, I remember that. I think we got to like the third level and then we never got past it.
Earthworm Jim.
Oh yeah, Earthworm Jim's gonna be
Toe Jam and Earl.
Yeah. Wait, what's the Sega? So what's the Sega thing? Is it like
games.
A mini? Is it like a mini?
It's
system?
It's gonna be a mini system.
What's it look like?
It looks like.
It looks like a Game Genie.
It just looks like a. Like a
oh, it looks
drive.
Like the no, the it looks like school. The regular extension thing for the cartridges.
No, it looks like just this looks like an old cartridge.
Yes, it does look like an old cartridge. Yeah.
That's ridiculous. That's 80 cool. games. Now Nintendo just has to put out the SNES version. So, and then Sony has to put out the PlayStation 1.
You know what?
I want Sony to just focus on their PS4K.
Yeah. No, I think. Yeah, did you hear? Okay, so now that we're on the new ones, the Xbox Ones, Xbox Ones.
Well, you know, when you get more than one, it's plural, right?
So no, ones. It's Xbox Two. Xbox Ones.
It's a onesie.
The One S.
I'm more looking forward to their controller, because then I can put on my computer without buying a stupid $30 dongle.
What?
So the 360 controller and the Xbox One controller, if you want to use it wirelessly, you need to buy the stupid dongle.
Okay.
But the Xbox One S money. Is Bluetooth.
Nice.
And so it can connect to Bluetooth.
It's good.
It's not bad.
What are you doing? You're crazy.
I am
I'm lazy right now.
I'm lazy too, but I didn't want to screw with my mic.
No, it's, I'm good. I just don't have to talk
so
loud.
So speaking of gaming.
Yes.
We're going to be gaming our faces off.
Yes.
So are you going to drive up to us or should we drive down to you?
Well, I should drive.
Yeah.
I should drive to you guys and pick you guys up.
At 6 a.m.
Or you guys can sleep in our guest room and we leave from here. It's one way, one or another.
I guess we could do that too. I also got to prep
two,
food.
When
and
are
stuff.
You guys
two
going?
Of one or the other.
We leave Thursday morning. Oh, Thursday I guess we morning. Haven't said we're going to Fragapalooza.
Fragapalooza.
And there's currently 290 people confirmed to go.
290 people. Plus, there's going to be even more. Right?
Maybe.
I'm sure that there will be.
I mean, it filled up really fast compared to when I went last in 2013.
Who's handling the power?
NMAX?
Wow, really?
I don't know. I have no idea. One of the guys there is a power engineer, so he does the power engineering.
A power engineer is different from an electrical engineer.
Oh, right? Yeah, that's right. Electrical engineer.
Power engineer takes care of pressure vessels. That's what power engineers. And valves.
Do they have to listen to one song every time?
I got the power.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a feeling that's what you're going to say. Yeah, pretty much. Actually, that's what they play when they graduate.
Oh my god.
Yeah, this is true. This is true. Yeah, so it is a 4-day Fraga Fest.
LAN, and I think it's going to be my last LAN.
Ever?
My last public LAN.
Forever?
I'd rather have LANs with you guys than with other people.
How would we have LANs?
But this is fun. Matt's going to be there, your boss.
Yeah, I know. That's fine.
It's going to be weird.
How would you
have it? Going to be weird.
How'd you have
aren't you different in front of your...
No.
Out in front
I'm
of
pretty
boss?
Weird at work, too. So I'm just not weird in front of my clients, which matters. That's the only thing that matters.
Oh, you use customer service, right?
Yeah.
Customer service. Service with a smile. But you're weird with your boss anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I've known him then. Since my WoW days.
Yeah. He was your client, your guild leader.
He was not my guild leader.
He was your raid leader. He was your raid leader.
He was not my raid leader either.
Oh, no. Okay, he was your...
He was a leader. Priest.
He was a healer.
He was a healer.
He was your healer.
Yeah. I was playing Claire.
Natsuki.
No, Claire.
Natsuki.
No, that's a different one.
Yeah, no, that's... Oh...
I was playing
we don't want to bring up Natsuki, do we?
Why? What's wrong with Natsuki?
Because you changed her name from Natsuki to Claire.
I did not do that.
Yeah?
Claire is a different paladin.
I'm pretty sure it's a different paladin.
It's a different paladin.
Wait,
there were two. Claire is the one that Francis played.
Oh, okay. So I was the one. Natsuki was mine.
Natsuki was yours. Claire is the one Francis played.
Someone took over Natsuki.
No, it was still your account.
Or Natsuki. Is it still there, you think?
I don't know.
Is it still Battle.net?
Yo, it's level 60,
was it Battle.net
yo.
Net back then?
Was it still Battle.net? Yes, Battle.net has existed since StarCraft.
Wow.
Battle.net is forever.
It's just evolved into what it is now.
What it is today. So, what will we expect at this LAN party?
Wait, how would
machines.
You...
Machines!
How did you know? How did you know I was thinking about that?
What is that?
What can we expect from this orgy?
Machines!
Yes!
It's Andy Dick speaking to Morpheus.
Yeah, it's Andy Matrix. Dick. And he's talking... No, he's not talking to Morpheus.
He's yelling at Morpheus while Morpheus is talking down to the crowd.
And he's telling Justin Timberlake and Sean William Scott.
Oh, that's... Yeah.
And it's like, apparently there's going to be an orgy after this whole thing. What can I expect from this orgy? What did he say? He says, that's what we've heard. It is true what you have heard.
Okay, I was looking... What is... That from exactly?
It's from the MTV Music Awards.
Okay,
one of the funniest ever.
I was trying to find that like forever ago.
I think it was when the Matrix Revolutions was out. I'm pretty sure.
No, was it Revolutions? No.
Yeah, because they had the final scene. They had the final fight scene in it.
No.
Wait. With the architect? The architect
was
in
part two.
No, it was in number three.
No, I guarantee it's part two. The part two.
Doo-doo.
No. Was that
Reloaded?
Shot hot shot. What's that thing? Hot Shots Part De.
Oh God, with Charlie Sheen.
Yeah. No. Yes, it was. The architect was introduced in the second movie. Just letting you know.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure they had the big giant fight scene between one Neo and six Mr.
No, that's part two. That's part two.
Hmm.
I know for sure because I love the Matrix series, and people said that part two and part three sucked, and I said to them, "Boo you." That's exactly what I said.
Saying boo words.
Boo you.
All right, so that happened in 2003.
Yeah. Matrix Reloaded.
Was 2003.
Was 2003.
Did you know
that they both were released in 2003?
With both of them?
Yeah.
What? Wow.
Yeah, they did that thing where it's just like 6 months.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I see. Well, I see.
Not before the Music Awards, though.
Says you.
Says me.
Did you know that both Wachowskis are girls now?
Yes, they're both girls. Oh, they're both girls both. Now?
Yeah.
Wow, like, that's crazy. Like their gender fluid went down the female tunnel? Is that how gender fluid works?
What the hell?
They're gender fluid?
Gender fluid? No, they...
So they're the Wachowski sisters.
They are, yeah. They're not the siblings anymore. Or brothers.
Ah.
It's Lana and Lily now.
I didn't know they both went
transgendered.
That's news to me.
That's scary.
Congratulations to you both. Hopefully...
November 5th, 2003.
Hopefully that they can...
Still make...
Could they still change genders afterwards?
I mean, it's not only allowed
one use.
It only goes one way, right? Okay, just making sure. No.
No, I'm kidding.
No, that's pretty cool, though. I didn't realize that both of them, I thought it was just the one brother.
Okay, fine.
Uh-huh.
June 23, 2003.
We congratulate the Wachowski sisters for their courageous decision in choosing their...
What they are inside.
Yep. So
no matter what hangs between their legs,
which no longer hangs there.
Yeah. Wait, is that how that works?
What?
You switch and then it's gone.
Yeah, they. I think. They,
yeah, I think it's harder to switch back.
I think it turned
more costly. I mean, they have money.
Actually, I don't know.
They have money.
I didn't have not looked into the procedure, but
I'm glad. That's good to hear.
Why?
Because you've confirmed yourself to be a cis male.
I have looked at the. No, procedure. No. I've seen an educational had GIF.
So what's
oh, happened? Yeah, I saw that too.
You saw too?
That's so creepy. It's so creepy.
What's the procedure?
I don't know.
I don't think it was real. I don't think it was real,
to be
honest.
It was like animated. Like,
okay, well.
No, it was a GIF.
So let's not speculate. We'll find out.
No, it was a true procedure. I don't remember it like step by step.
I don't think it was true because they just like slice it right out.
No, that's true.
They slice it like right open.
Oh, do they?
And then they like slice the urethra part.
Okay, never mind.
Enough of that. Okay,
and then they like hold it.
Please stop.
No, we're done. I think we're done.
Thanks to our sponsor.
We appreciate Rolo for making messy fries today.
Rolo is our sponsor.
I had a lot of fries today.
Yeah, you did. That's all you ate. That's French fries.
And Cheerios for breakfast.
Cheerios and French fries.
Does that mean you're a potato because you are what you eat?
Yeah. Yes.
And he sat on the couch, so technically he is.
Oh, he's a couch potato!
Oh, yeah. There you go. Yeah, I think that's that was a weird segue to the weird thing to talk about. But I think the biggest thing that's happened in the last couple of weeks
is Niantic decided to take out the footprints.
Was that Niantic?
No, that's how they fix it.
That's how they fix it.
Was Niantic forgot to tell us that you don't scroll all the way down to transfer
and
anymore?
Click the button.
And you click the button because I spent 10 minutes going, why the heck did Niantic take that thing out?
Like,
where the hell is my transfer button?
I really
like 1 minute.
I really hope that
that's
they just
longer than I
they let us select multiple.
Yes.
Okay. So
they'll probably just remove transferring.
If the people who are listening to us right now don't know what we're talking about, we are obviously talking about the greatest game.
Don't say obviously. It makes you sound pompous.
Well, obviously it makes me sound pompous.
You see, we're obviously talking about.
So
and
we're
then
obviously
you prefaced it with prefaced,
prefaced, you prefaced. Now, who sounds pompous? People who use the word preface and doesn't know how to pronounce it.
Prefaced it. No, because there's an prefaced.
There's your face, and before that before is your... That,
right before it.
Is your preface.
Yeah, it's the preface.
Okay, I get it. Pokemon Go has been a staple in my life for the last 3.5 weeks. And I cannot... Oh, there's your ASMR for the episode. In the last 3 weeks, I am level 20.
Wow.
My highest CP Pokemon... is a Wigglytuff.
I was gonna say a Chansey.
Not a Chansey. It's a Wiggly.
Man, you must be catching a ton of
No, Jigglypuffs. No. Hold on. You're not Jigglypuff.
Clefable.
1308 CP. Yeah, I have a lot of Hypnos. Slowbro. Oh, congratulations! Pokemon Go. Pokemon has been a really big thing in my young adult life. Wow, that's pretty.
And all my Hypnos.
Yeah, everyone has Hypnos. And I am obviously Team Valor.
We're all Team Valor.
Okay, at Imbangium, Team Valor. Crimson Alliance. Hashtag Team Valor. Hashtag Crimson Alliance. Hashtag Lineage 2. OG.
OG.
Kane server. What?
King?
Kane. K-A-I-N.
I was going to say.
N. Kane. Yeah, so we've... I'm sorry. I keep doing that. What have we learned in the last 3 weeks, Niantic?
What have we learned?
Yeah.
What has Niantic learned?
Niantic is like...
They've learned how to...
how to communicate with a community, kind of.
Or not to.
And they are acting like preteens when they're told to clean their room, but all they do is just like shove it into the closet so it's out of sight.
So why remove the steps and still keep the stupid Pokemon as nearby?
The tracker stuff?
Like leave? No, they take the tracker out altogether.
No. They also...
They said it's there, so they removed it so that they can improve on it. But in reality, they should just remove
the whole tracker.
Well, the thing was, it was working properly.
No, it was not.
It was working properly at the beginning.
Uh-huh.
Like, before the beta, or before the...
Canadian release?
The Canadian release, the beta had the footstep tracker working properly.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And then they also removed all the tracking sites, right?
Yeah, well,
they took down PokeVision. Gone.
I'm mad. Well, they requested limited access,
and then they took away the footsteps.
So no one will ever find. See, that's my problem with the tracking system. Is that what the heck? For some reason, my voice disappeared. What in the world? There it is. I shouldn't move this thing around too much.
You really shouldn't.
My ASMR. Welcome again to Brian's. Okay, imagine me pushing my.
No, stop it. Just don't do ASMR.
Okay.
There's enough videos out there.
If there is one thing that they should do.
I saw a Caillou meme.
Fucking Caillou.
About
Caillou.
Related to Pokemon Go.
Okay.
It starts off Caillou, his little sister is like playing with a
Rosie.
Doll.
It's Rosie.
Sure. Rosie's playing with a doll. And the doll is labeled with the footprints, right? So then Caillou goes and takes the footprints away. And then he goes to play with the doll or whatever. And then Rosie picks up another doll. And that doll is labeled PokeVision. And then Caillou comes back and takes PokeVision too. Oh, and Caillou's face is Niantic. So.
Okay. Stupid Caillou. I hate that kid. Anyways.
He's useless.
He is like the worst kid ever created.
Turned out fine.
Yeah. Caillou's a dumbass. Anyways. Yeah, so why even... If you're going to remove PokeVision and you're going to remove the footprints... Why still have the tracker available to even see what's around you? Because we all know that when the tracker is up on PokeVision, there's nothing around you that says it's even close to you. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. Well, yeah, they just need to... They needed to fix it, not...
Remove it?
Not remove it.
Or at least leave PokeVision up until it's fixed.
Well, that's, I mean, I don't understand why they would take away PokeVision, because I wouldn't have gotten my Pikachus without PokeVision.
That's true.
Right? Like, why would you take that away?
I mean, I did get Dragonite without PokeVision. They're just walking around, and then...
You got Dragonite?
Where did you get the Dragonite?
Princess Island.
That's what I thought. Oh, that's why.
Okay. And then there was, like, a huge crowd, and I'm like, with my friends, and I'm like, what's there? So then we're going, and then someone's like, oh my god, there's a Dragonite! And
I was like, oh my god,
Dragonite! And then I was the only one to get it of my friends, because they had no battery.
They had low battery.
Yeah. And the other one, it didn't even spawn for him, for some reason.
Problem with that? I was going to say, Ellie has a lot of issues. Is he on wind?
I don't know if he's on wind.
Wind has a lot of issues.
Does it? You can't get any lazier. Someone should tweet this picture. Right? This is how we're doing our podcast from now on. This is the easiest way we can do.
I think it might be wind.
So it wouldn't show up?
It's just bad cell service, basically.
Like, you get a different Pokemon than other people are getting.
Well, I'm thinking that we should all get to level 20. Hurry up, you guys.
I'm working on it.
What happens at level 20?
You get the Ultra Balls. Ultra Balls come out from the Pokestops. So, Pokestops are going to be...
From level 20.
What level are you?
16, like, 0.9.
That's snap. Beat you.
Really?
I'm 17 and a half.
Nice. My Dragonite's 1355.
Whatever.
Holy crap. That's a high level. Here's 1100.
My Slowbro is 1176.
That's not bad. No, but they apparently fixed the Vaporeon
OP. Brokenness.
Yeah, the brokenness of that. Actually, I think they also took that away from my Starmie as well, because Starmie attacked very quickly. So they may have nerfed all of the water type Pokemon on how quick they attack. So we'll see what happens. I'm really excited for more of this Pokemon stuff to come on. Apparently Articuno was found. Do you know whether or not that's been disproved yet?
What's it?
It's in Ohio.
A spawn location?
Like someone had captured Articuno and put him inside a gym.
Wow.
Yeah. So apparently they're starting to show up. So until that thing's disproven, as of today, I don't know whether or not it's been disproven. So.
I just want the game to work.
I want the game. Actually, the game is working fine right now.
In Ohio, yeah.
Yeah, in Ohio.
Cool.
It works right now. It doesn't crash for me anymore. It has not crashed on me all day.
Yeah, but we're all Apple users and it works fine. Ellie has a lot of issues on Android.
Oh, really?
It just crashes all the time.
Well, it crashed all the time when it was before this update, so.
No. Even now, it still crashes today? On her, yeah.
What I don't like the fact is, Niantic, if any of your staffers are going to listen to the Mbangian podcast, and why wouldn't you? Make sure that you release your notes for your next version.
Yeah.
Before having us launch. Because I feel that I wasted maybe about 10 whole minutes trying to figure out where things were. So I don't know why you would not release notes of what you've nerfed and what you've changed. Oh, good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, babies. Those are my children. Saying good night. And that was... Oh. Oh, poor kids.
All right. Let's call it a night.
Are we calling it?
Yeah.
What? How long have we gone?
58 minutes.
Really? Oh, there. Wow. Well, that's another Fortnite episode.
Indeed.
The Mbangium podcast.
Is our next one going to be on time?
The next one. Well, actually, technically, this is on time. We release usually either on Monday or Tuesday. So
okay.
So we're still pretty good.
Okay. You have to edit and then push it up in an hour and 5 minutes.
What?
Because then it'll be Wednesday.
It's almost Wednesday.
I'm not going to edit. I'm just going to shoot it up.
Okay, that works too.
Kay. I'm not going to put the opening. Sorry, guys.
This is as close to live as
close to live it'll get. until we actually do a live stream of one of our things. That'd be cool, guys.
So yeah, sure. Let's do it. That's easy.
Do it.
We just need that. That's it.
And this is all we need, right? Yeah.
And a webcam. Camera.
I have a webcam at work.
I have a webcam too.
Yeah. So
we can even swap.
Swap.
I have no webcam.
Back and forth. You can put two webcams?
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. My gosh. That'd be sick.
Yeah. Welcome to the future.
Oh my gosh.
Where you can plug more than one USB device.
Who's gonna live cut?
Live cut. I'll just press buttons on my keyboard. It's fine.
Yeah. I'm just like move back and forth.
Yeah. We'll do a live one. Let's say we'll do a live one in October.
Yes, October. We'll figure it out.
What October?
Which episode is this, by the way?
This is episode 12.
13?
14?
I don't know.
we'll have to see.
We're at episode 12.
That is. Yes.
Episode 12.
It's going to be a busy weekend. Upcoming, my previous weekend I was camping. We're going to Fragapalooza next weekend, so we'll tell you guys all about our LAN party
on episode 13. Wait, should we not have an episode 13?
We should have an episode 13.
But should we call it episode 14? Minus one?
No, then we should have. Then we should have had
so 12.99.
Then we should have had episode 4.
Why? What's wrong with 4th episode?
Because we're Asian. Since we're closer to an Asian culture.
I'd say we're more closer Mexican. To
American culture. Well, I am closer to American
either,
culture.
Either way. I think we should do with episode 13. Episode 13 would be great.
All right, maybe our episode 13 stream. Will be live stream it.
Yeah.
All right.
What?
Yeah. What? That's next.
That's 2 weeks next, from now. That's coming.
Yeah, why not?
That's fine.
I can do it.
Sure.
It's doable.
So
we just actually have to do it on a Saturday?
Keep Sunday. Track. Follow us at Imbangium on Twitter and on Facebook at Imbangium. Thank you very much for listening. This is a bi-weekly, or is my brother...
Fortnightly.
There you go.
Bi-weekly means twice a week.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Is it?
Bi-weekly. Bi-monthly. No?
No, bi-weekly is every 2 weeks.
No.
Yeah, you get paid bi-weekly.
Yeah, you get paid
really? bi-weekly.
Semi-weekly is twice a week.
Bi means two.
Semi-monthly means twice a week. Or twice a month. Bi-monthly means every 2 months.
It's too late to think about it. If you have any... Yeah,
you're right.
If you have any... There you go. If you have any suggestions or requests or questions, email us at imbangium@gmail.com. You can also tweet us or Facebook us as well.
Or just text me, 403-589.
Hold on a second. Oh, okay. Here's bi-yearly. It says appearing or taking place every 2 years or twice a year.
No.
So either or.
No, that's wrong. Yeah.
So
that's
what someone, Google tells me. So yeah, if someone is...
It's the internet.
So
don't believe it.
If someone is bisexual... So they either go they both...
Have sex twice either, into
no,
sex.
No. Bisexual is they have... They are... They go swing both ways, boy and girl, or they have both genitals. Twice.
What? Wait, what?
They have two genitals, right? So,
oh my God.
which is what we like to call a hermaphrodite.
That's true.
If you guys don't know that, that's
Hermes and Aphrodite.
Yes, that is your
and Greek Aphrodite mythology. Is a Hermes.
That is for your Greek mythology of the week,
of the fortnight,
of the fortnight. And we already got your ASMR. Now you're getting your Greek mythology and your
travel guide
medical and your travel guide, and London. Your Pokemon guides to.
And your medical guides.
Yeah. Oh, what else is there? What else did we talk about? And your gaming. See, this is all you need. I'd like to thank our sponsor of the week, Nataline Designs.
Of the Fortnite.
NatalineDesigns.com. Check her webpage out. She helps you design and create a presence on the internet. How else would you want people to look at you? Well, make someone understand that all the designs are created by a graphic designer who knows what she's doing. Nataline Designs, NATALINE Designs with an S, .com. So hopefully you can check her out and you can use her services. So Again, if you guys are still incorrect, Darian, ready to go, Darian is still trying to prove bi-yearly is once every 2 years. And bi-weekly means once every 2 weeks.
As well as twice a week.
As well as twice a week. We're doing fortnightly. So
every 14 days.
Every 14 days, at the least, we get it done. My name is Brian.
I'm Daryl.
I'm Darian.
And this has been another episode of the Imbangium Podcast.
Imbangium Podcast.
Hey, I'm Imbangium here. Is that it? Okay, bye-bye.
See, fortnightly is consistent in that it's every 2 weeks.